And I want you to join us in singing Bobby Fuller Time. Yeah. Jeremy and the band around to freshen up your drinks. Just let us know. All right, we're gonna. I don't remember the last time we've been in Lexington. I think it could have been 4 or 5 years or something. Does anybody know? 6 years? 4, 5, 6 years? I think it was like 18 months ago, but that's the way I feel about everything. We've had a couple new records since then. Our latest record is called Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins. And I do want to tell you guys that we've been playing these songs all over the world, and people really seem to like them, so no pressure, okay? I would like the sound man to back off just a little of the compression on my vocal. It's making me feel kind of strange. Just back it off a little bit, okay? And, check 1, 2, yeah. We're gonna play a song from the album now. This is a song called Bad Year for Rock and Roll, and it's about so many of the heroes that we lost in 2016, like Leonard Cohen and David Bowie, and who else, James? Prince, and too many others to mention. This is called, It Was a Bad Year for Rock and Roll. 3, 4! Now there's one more star in the heavens now. Who won't know? dressed up in my mohair suit, watching Peter Sellers, thinking of you. I'm wondering where it's all going. everybody around the crowd here tonight, James. He's taking his jacket off. We're gonna play a song now off the Temple Beautiful record. Does anybody remember that record? This is a song about a couple guys, couple San Francisco legends by the name of the Mitchell Brothers. They ran a nice family establishment called the O'Farrell Theater, and Hunter S. Thompson referred to it as the Carnegie Hall of all strip clubs. And these guys really knew how to throw a party. We're going to send it out to the memory of the Mitchell Brothers. And we're going to send it out to anybody who's here tonight with their brother. Anybody? And while we're at it, we're going to send it out to the Everly Brothers and the Alvin Brothers and the Punch Brothers and Dr. Joyce Brothers. Anybody remember her? She helped a lot of people. I'm going to send this one out to my partner in crime over here on the keyboard, Stephanie Fitz. It's called The Left Hand and the Right Hand, and this is the Mission Express up here, everybody. The Mission Express! Thank you. Alright, we're gonna play another song about friendship here. And here's a song I wrote with my old friend Alejandro Escovedo. And where is Alejandro? He's probably working somewhere. They probably got him up. I don't know, they probably got him grinding out another 75 minutes somewhere. This one's called Wasn't I Always a Friend of You? And I want to dedicate this song to anybody who's ever gone out of their way to pick up a friend at the airport. God bless you. This is dedicated to you. Now and playing a song off the No Other Love record. Does anybody remember the No Other Love record? We've always had a great relationship with Lexington, Kentucky. I mean, we're so happy that when we come over the state line, they just shove lit cigarettes into our mouths and try to get the band, the opening band, all fucked up, you know. Kentucky's crazy, man. Crazy. A lot of love here, yeah. And then there's the basketball. And Ashley Judd and all those crazy people. Okay, let me see if I can, you know, stay on topic here. There was some ladies over here that asked me to sign a CD earlier. She had a No Other Love CD. We're gonna play a song off that record for you. And this is one that we recently dusted off with Loving Care. I hope you enjoy it. I want to tell you that this is also a kind of a song that you might write if you watched way too much true crime on cable television. But it's something that I do, and I'm not proud of it. And even my mother, who goes to church like every day, I know better than to call her during cold case files. But I'm not making this up. This is a song about how, you know, somewhere on that digital board, in that crazy menu of Windows, there's something that says compression. And if you could take it off my voice, it would help me to stop going crazy. Hear that compression? It's fucked up. We'll talk about it. You think it's in there somewhere? I think. Check one, two. Okay, this is called Primo. It's about a couple guys and how bad things can happen to good people or good things can happen to bad people. I'm not sure. Anyway, we sure hope you dig it. It goes a little something like that. Yeah. I sit out on the room, seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Came into town, a one-night stand. Looks like my plans fell through. $70,000 bill from the IRS. And you fuckers. You had one job to do. You're supposed to wish me luck. It's too late now. My turn to talk. Look, I don't know what kind of hell you guys are going through. Everybody's Everybody's got their own problems. I understand that. I got my problems. You got your problems. I got the microphone. But you had your chance, sir. This guy's quick. Good luck. Quick. Seriously, I want to share something with you if it's okay. If you guys can come in a little bit closer here. Come on, sir, please. It's a blessing. Come on in closer. Come on, man. Yes, please. I want to share something with you guys. And I do need you, I need you to pay attention, so stop babbling. Okay. I've come to the conclusion after 55 years of hard living that life is nothing but a series of challenges, okay? Alright? Life is filled with that stuff. It's also filled with what? Uncertainty, exactly. Because nobody knows how things are going to turn out. It's filled with financial insecurity. Not where we come from, but we've heard about it. It's filled with families in crisis, you know? I don't know about your dumb family, but I'm getting pretty tired of my dumb family right now. It's also filled with a lot of bad people in high places. I know you agree with me. Now, the way we handle these challenges as they're coming at us every day and they're weighing us down, that makes us who we are, alright? So ladies and gentlemen, when I ask you to wish me luck, I want you to know that I'm trying. Are you trying? But you gotta wish me luck, brother. God damn it. I'm trying. I wanna get to the promised land. Yeah. And when I do, I wanna see you there. You gotta wish me luck. You gotta wish me luck. Come on, sister, let me hear you. Thank you. doctor. He said, Chuck, you should be dead. I said I was, Doc, but now I'm back. Through me, shook his little head and said, what do you know about that? Looks like you're on the way. But when I got there, the whole store was gone. Sweet Jesus. Ha. I said, the whole store was gone. Hey, but I'm holding on. I so far. Did everybody enjoy Jeremy and the Harlequins? I know I did. Alright, so, you know, I don't want to bum anybody out, but we're going to get into some of the more serious material now. And, pretty damn serious. Serious like a heart attack, old timer. Now listen. This next song is about a very serious guy who wandered the desert probably close to a couple thousand years ago, I'm not sure, but he wandered the desert. He was trying to make a name for himself. He was a carpenter's son. Wasn't born into any real advantage, but he made a real name for himself. This is a song about Jesus Christ himself. This is called Jesus Was a Social Drinker. He would have dug this place. And I also want to mention that at no additional charge tonight, this song features Stephanie Fence on the cowbell. On the cowbell.
Watch me in the water.
members here tonight, I don't want to point anybody out. Sir, I do want to warn you, if any of you older guys are on any kind of heart medication, or if you have a family history of any kind, I want to warn you, this song has been known to take people. Boy, this isn't how I imagined it happening. 21 years to write, this is it. Okay. Now I can understand why you might need a shot of courage right about now. Because like I said, this next song is hands down going to be the heaviest thing any of you have ever heard in your entire lives. And we got a few people here that have been around. Right about now, I got two things on my mind. And I don't even know if I can stand. All I can say is, I'm not afraid to die.
Thank you.
Johnson. It's broken. I'll never put it back together again. Right now we got 3 men on base and there's 2 outs. And unlike staying home tonight and watching Law and Order, and unlike staying home and opening up a can of those Costco Pringles, about baseball and rock and roll is that nobody knows what happens next. Am I right? 3 men on, 2 out, I'm with a life. And nobody knows who we're gonna get home tonight. See, it once, my families have been reunited. Let me hear ya. For democracy, it was good while it lasted. Thanks so much, everybody. We wish we had a time to play all the hits, but you know. Like my jokes, as these guys will tell you, I've got a million, more like 100, and if you're going to hear them all twice. From the hotel to the gig. Okay, it's been a privilege hanging out with you guys tonight. We've been away too long. And always have a special place in my heart for Lexington, Kentucky. I've told people this over and over, and you know, back when we first, you know, we used to make records, and we'd go over to England, and we'd go to Europe, and we'd do that, and that kind of, you know, we kind of strip-mined that for all it was worth. And after a few albums, you know, we were hoping that North America would just kind of go away, and then we wouldn't have to think about it. But it didn't, and so we got a Ford Econoline. It was like a late 80s model, and we got a booking agent, and I just want to say that Lexington was one of the first towns in those godforsaken country bars that would give us more than $500. You're probably wondering why we were here every 2 months. And it's gone up a lot since then. This guy here says he knows karate, so don't fuck with him. Okay, listen, we're going to play one more song. This song has a little bit of a story that goes with it. I know we were playing songs off the Temple Beautiful record. I want to tell you guys that the Temple Beautiful was a place in San Francisco. Nothing like this place, but it was a place. And it was one of the first places where I saw live bands. It was actually like a burned out synagogue. And for $3, I saw like 8 bands one night. I saw a band called The Mentors. Anybody remember them? Pretty hideous band. Yeah, they wore like executioner hoods. They were the first band. I was like, I'm not very comfortable with this. And also that night we saw a band called Wall of Voodoo. Exactly. That was pretty incredible. And then a couple more bands played. And then at about 3 o'clock in the morning, these guys came on the stage, and they were wearing like tailored Carnaby Street suits. They had Beatle boots on, like Vox guitars, and they looked like, I don't know what, they looked like the Bull Brummelstones or something, you know? Like, all the punk rockers in the audience, they went, "Whoa, man." And they all split, but I stayed, and I was standing probably right where this young lady here is standing, and I was looking at the guitar player, and he was looking at me, and I was looking at him, looking at me, looking at him, looking at... And I think that some electrical energy was exchanged that night. And how was I to know that a young boy of 15 years old would, 10 years later, find myself over at that very guitar player's apartment buying cocaine? That band, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to tell you which member, but that band, ladies and gentlemen, was the Flamin' Groovies. It was late. That was so many years ago. I'm not sure if they played the song, but I'm pretty sure they did. This is the San Francisco National Anthem. This one's called Shake Some Action. Thank you. Seth. Yeah, I tell you, it's hard to hear things. That's Seth doing the sound, everybody. Put your hands together.